Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging, looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome, 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 everyone. In today's episode, we are discussing fertility tips, hormone testing, and addressing emotional as well as physical stress for enhancing the fertility journey. For those of you who have perhaps gone through menopause, you will also find this information valuable for simply allowing more hormone balancing and potentially to share today's guest with a younger loved one going through their fertility journey. Let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. We have Sarah Clark joining us here today. And when Sarah Clark was 28 years old, she received a diagnosis of premature ovarian failure. She accepted the diagnosis and had both her children through in vitro fertilization. Years later, she realized the root cause of her infertility. It was a food sensitivity, which led to chronic and also chronic stress and later gut infection. She is the CEO and founder of Fab Fertile, a company dedicated to supporting couples with low AMH and or high FSH, diminished ovarian reserve, and premature ovarian failure and insufficiency. She's the author of Fabulously Fertile, Supercharge Your Fertility Naturally. Her Fab Fertile method includes functional lab testing, supports couples to make diet and lifestyle changes that dramatically improve the chances of a healthy pregnancy and baby. On her Get Pregnant Naturally podcast, she shares with functional medicine experts and also many natural fertility solutions how we can reverse eventually infertility. Check out her show, the Get Pregnant Naturally podcast, on iTunes and Spotify. Welcome, 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 Sarah Clark, fertility coach. How are you today?
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you here. And for those who have been listening to the show, I've actually been in this active preconception mode, I would say now for about 2 or 3 years. And obviously when the timing is right, the timing is going to be right for me and God's timing also. And the concept of being fertile and being in that active preconception phase is actually an approach I recommend people take all the time. Why should we only be super clean when we're trying to conceive? We should actually be super clean and as pure as possible. We're talking priestess style pure throughout our entire lives. So even those of you who are listening who are, you know, menopausal, perimenopausal, postmenopausal, this information is still going to be applicable. Tell us a little bit about your story, Sarah. What got you so interested in helping others on their fertility journey?
Yeah, so I had my own fertility diagnosis. So I was diagnosed with that primary ovarian insufficiency or premature ovarian failure, as it was called, and was told my only way I'd ever have children was with donor eggs. And since this is, you know, 25 years ago, and really is actually the same, if you have that diagnosis now, you'll get the same level of, you know, being told donor eggs, you better rush to IVF, there's nothing we can do. What I know in functional nutrition, functional medicine, there is a lot of things we can do to optimize the chances of that working. So I actually had both my kids with donor eggs. I didn't even get a second opinion, didn't realize all the health things I was going through that, you know, that had any kind of barrier on that. And I went straight to donor eggs. I have my daughter, she's 21. And then a second donor to have my son, who's 18. And then my health took this nosedive where I had, and at the time, actually, so I just kind of go back a little bit. So I had irregular cycles in my early 20s. I thought that was great. You know, I didn't think that was a problem. Like, okay, good. I don't need to worry about this period thing. And then I started getting acne and I thought, okay, went to tell my doctor, I'm dealing with acne and with regular periods. They passed me the birth control pill. I took the birth control pill. Obviously that didn't get to the root cause of what was going on there. The acne didn't really improve. And I also had yeast infections and dealing with some, like a weird fungal rash in my chest. And I'm like super planny. So I had wanted to have my kids at 25. I wanted to get married at 25, which I did. So I'm about to celebrate my 27th anniversary soon. And then I wanted to have our kids at 28. So at 28, went off the pill. And then I was, you know, told I had this diagnosis. And so I went right to work and got on the list for donor eggs. And then was fortunate enough to have our children with that, with donor eggs. And many times people, you know, they think they select donor eggs and that doesn't always work. It's got, you know, got a 50% chance of working. So it's really important to, you know, to work on your health. And then after I had my daughter, I remember having like 9 colds, every cold went to a sinus infection. I took antibiotics for like every sinus infection. I started getting chronic UTIs, again, took more antibiotics for the UTIs. Then I had dandruff, then I had more acne, then I had a low immune system, caught every cold and flu. I had toenail infections, I had vertigo. But interesting enough, I still, if you asked me, Sarah, are you healthy? I would have said, yeah, I'm healthy, because I was using the antibiotics and things like that to get back to work and do what I do. And then I discovered health coaching and really realized that there was things I could do instead of just being backed up against the wall with these different, you know, different medications, and was able to discover I had a food sensitivity, later a gut infection, and then later all of this that I actually didn't even think was a factor, chronic stress. And I actually, it's so disconnected with the body, but I wouldn't even have said I was stressed. I'm like, okay, good. I actually felt bad for other people that, you know, I'm like, I'm going to donor eggs. This is what I'm going to do. Other people have to try with their own eggs for years. I thought I had the fast track. It's just, I'm good at reframing, I guess, for things, but still, you know, that's a devastating diagnosis. I speak to people day in and day out that, you know, that are dealing with this. And so there's, you know, so the chronic stress piece is even though I've got a lot of energy, I can keep going, when things get out of alignment and that stress piece comes in, that is the driver of the whole thing. So assembled a team that includes an OBGYN with a functional medicine background. We have functional nutrition practitioners that review functional lab testings, and we have fertility mindset coaches to really help you implement these changes, work on specific stress techniques, and then really believe in the mind body spirit approach, because we can do all the biochemical work on blood sugar, thyroid, but if we haven't worked on the stress and worked on, you know, getting this diagnosis, it can be very devastating, like that piece and how it impacts all aspects of your life. We've got to put it all together. So that's what I did with the program.
Excellent. Some things came up for me. Now that you've been a part of the functional world, you probably may or may not have realized that those chronic nasal infections could have very well been linked to mold exposure, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's interesting. In our house, it wasn't an old house. It was at the time, I guess we got it, it would have been like maybe 5 years old. Well, someone before us used to keep the window open, and then all the water came in, and then there was some damage, and this was in our bedroom. So that was in there for years. And then my husband decided, oh, I better like take that out. And he ripped out the whole wall and he wore a respirator. But I do believe all all the mold behind the thing just blew up into our, you know, my husband still like is wrestling with chronic sinusitis. And we've, you know, he's done a lot of work to it's way better than what it was, but something I do believe kind of crawled in there. And I did have it before, you know, before I hit that house, but yeah, the mold, the dairy, you know, all the antibiotics that destroyed my gut health. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Some other things that's really interesting. I mean, I actually had this experience myself with a parasite in my respiratory tract because they can get everywhere, right? So huge proponent of yeast, fungi, mold, parasite, heavy metal detoxes. And I think a lot of times people don't put two and two together that, okay, this could be a mold thing. This could be an overgrowth of some type of organism thing. So I really love your approach to fertility and looking at things in a functional way. I'd love to hear your take on this. This is the unlimited dollar question that I love to ask every guest here on the show. What is radiance to you?
I think it's just like feeling great in your body. Like we're here, like it's not supposed to be like I'm 52. Like you're not supposed to just fall off a cliff when you know, over 50 or whatever age they sort of say that you're supposed to wake up and you feel all creaky and everything hurts and you have poor sleep and you just go into old age. No, like you should be feeling great and enjoying yourself. And that to me is like, so on the inside, if you're fueling yourself with all this amazing food and joy and things that make you happy, doing work you love. For years, I was in work I thought I loved, but no, it wasn't serving me. And you find like you're passionate about things, that's like you are radiant and you're typically like, well, you're happy. And so you exude that and people around you can notice it. If you're just kind of grumping around, then like there, to me, I'm all for like take charge. Like there's things you can do, like there's things, but I'm also an optimistic, right? I see many people that are kind of that pessimist, but eternal optimist. And I think it's all in our power to make these changes, to be radiant. We can all be radiant. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, those positive emotional states go a long way. When you are in a more positive emotional state, you're also going to look happier. You're not going to be making those frown faces. And we're going to be talking about stress here in just a second, because this is a key player that impacts people's fertility journey, both emotional and physical. So I would love some of your top tips for addressing the non-physical and physical stressors, emotional, physical stress during the fertility journey. How can we reduce things and potentially regulate the nervous system and be in those more positive emotional states, like you said?
Yeah, the emotional piece on this, like I speak with people, like, where are you on hope? Because sometimes people, many times they've been through multiple failed IVFs. They've been told donor eggs are going to, you know, they're their only option. They've been through, they thought they had their solution when they went to the fertility clinic, taking medication, doing in vitro, and then it hasn't worked. So they could feel, and then each month, you know, we're hopeful. And then it comes crashing down as it doesn't work. So it's just this horrible, like this roller coaster, everyone around you, gender reveals, baby showers, even going to your place of worship, you know, friends and family, there's children and things, you know, families are all around you. So it can just feel like wherever you turn, you're, you know, there's something that other people have that you want. And there's a lot of comparison. You can just go down that slippery slope. So it's really important to have a guide to really help you with that. So we have our fertility mindset coaches are trained in heart math. We really like that. It's been used in over, you know, 25 years, 400 peer-reviewed studies. That's actually been used in IVF clinic settings too, to help couples being able to cope better with the procedures. It can really help you get out of that fight or flight kind of panic into the, you know, the parasympathetic. A lot of people come to see us and they're very kind of type A, like planner, let's kind of go kind of person. So their adrenals could be flatlined. They just have been like a lot of stress. I can't tell you how many people I talked to that have this, you know, a fertility diagnosis, and they are like avid runners. And I'll say, you know, how do you feel about, you know, pulling back on the CrossFit or the running and all that sort of piece? Well, it's how I cope with my stress. And we ask people to have an open mind on that, right? Because is that serving you? And sometimes they need to see the testing that, oh wait, my cortisol levels are, you know, they're not regulated, and my adrenals are flatlined, and you know, so there it is, in black and white in the testing. So we use heart math. You know, there's fertility yoga, which is more hatha or restorative yoga, not like, you know, super, we don't want you doing hot yoga. People are to pound up the hot yoga. You're sweating all these toxins, fine. But again, is that stressing your adrenals? And then doing, you know, high intensity workouts is not a good idea, but neither do we want you sitting on the couch. So like the mindset piece, we help people like recognize their patterns and see kind of what's happening. And we coach couples, and typically we'll see one partner is the optimist, one partner is the pessimist, and they tell us that. And sort of, you know, and with it is interesting with partners too, because sometimes even though we're, you know, we're primarily dealing with female factor fertility issues, many times the male partner, no one's looked at his semen, no one's looked at his health. In 50-50, like stats are showing us 50-50 is male factor and female factor. So really important for him to work on his health as well as the relationship piece on that. He might feel he has to be like strong and support her, but then no one supports him. And so that's why the coaching, you know, program is helping both of the couples. So yeah, really heart math, looking at patterns, looking at mindset, being able to visualize a path forward and letting go of how it will happen and leaning into if it's, you know, your, the universe, your, you know, spirituality side of things, or if it's like your faith, that piece is equally as important to know, have that deep knowing that it's going to work and like give up your plan of when you think it's going to work, release that, which can be hard for like a type A. I want it at a, look at me. I'm like, I'm getting married at 25. I want my kids at 28. You know, I had to give up that plan because, that was not serving me. But yeah, so the emotional piece is really important to work on that, because that's where the self-sabotage comes in and people take themselves off track from making some of these, you know, simple but not easy diet and lifestyle changes.
Yes, absolutely. In my journey of being in active preconception mode now for about 2-3 years, been doing all this biohacking stuff, you know, balance my central nervous system, hormones, detox. There is actually one thing that has really, really helped me. And it's actually the sponsor of today's episode, Very Conscious, who I work with here on the show. And that is Organifi. Now, what I love about the Organifi products is that they are glyphosate-free superfood adaptogenic fruit juice blends. Now, what that means is you're able to easily drink in these really great to-go sachets or the tubs and have them in the AM, the midday for a little boost, the PM before going to bed. What it comes down to supporting the physicality of us is to have these key nutrients on board with adaptogens. You mentioned cortisol, Sarah, and there's no way I would have been able to get through the, you know, last 6 months of my life if I hadn't been supporting my adrenals for so long and working on being in an alkaline state. So huge fan over the Organifi products. Get your Organifi today over at Organifi.com/Varga. Use promo code Varga and save 20% on your next order. I would love to now jump into some test kits with you, Sarah, that can help us fast track pregnancy. And y'all know that I'm about to be working with Sarah myself too. And, you know, really it's important for you to know this, that I'm very conscious who I bring on the show and the products and the test kits that I share. And for those of you listening, Sarah and I are part of an incredible health collaborative and we support each other. And it truly is our mission to support, what is it? 1 billion people in our collective. Yeah, 1 billion people to live their best lives. So what are some of your favorite test kits that can help give us insights as to what's going on and can really prepare the body for pregnancy?
Yeah, so we like food sensitivity testing, and that really helps too. Like even if you're intolerant to even, you know, a seemingly healthy food, we've had people, I was talking to someone last week and she's intolerant to lettuce and spinach. So potentially you have a leaky gut because you pounded down all sorts of antibiotics and you've, you know, got high stress, maybe you're on birth control, and that will then predispose you to these food sensitivities and gut infections. So the food sensitivity testing can really help it. You know, we do an elimination diet and then we tweak it further with the food sensitivity test. And many times you're able to bring back in most of the foods. Some of them, if they're super high, you won't be able to bring them back in. But most foods, as you heal your gut, you can bring them back in. And so depending on where you are, like the states, we like Vibrant America. It's a Zoomer test. It's like a 100-page report doing a deep dive into different proteins of food. And then we do a stool test. We like to look at the DNA of the stool. We see a lot of people with parasites, like you were saying, parasites, bacterial infections, fungal infections, viruses, H. pylori, which is low in your stomach acid. And then you could be eating this healthy diet, but you're not absorbing all the nutrients. And so we do stool tests, and people worry that, you know, nothing's going to be found. We haven't had a test yet where everything came back clean. Like there's usually something going on. Otherwise you'd be pregnant. So a lot of people do a conventional stool testing and just misses some of these details of testing. And then we also do genetic testing, looking at a female hormone panel. This really helps us personalize a diet, lifestyle, and supplement regimen. So looking at your FSH, your glucose, your methylation, to thyroid, and then what are those specific gene variants? And then we can then personalize it further. We also do, and it's not like throwing, like as I say, it's really important, the mental, emotional side of things, but we also want to look at the biochemical, but you can go crazy in all the tests, but those are sort of the ones we start with. And then we want to do a review of your blood chem as well as the semen analysis for your partner. It's very important to look at your partner's sperm. Sometimes they'll say, hey, you know, how's his sperm looking? And people are like, oh, we haven't even had it tested. So very important to look at the male partner's sperm. And then other tests we can consider are the vaginal microbiome. A lot of research coming out about that. If you've had a history of bacterial vaginosis, UTIs, thrush, if you miscarriage, or if you're on the fertility journey, making sure the health of the vagina is key. And then also we do adrenal testing using urine and hormone testing. We do have a fertility tracker that we like that will test your ovulation and LH and FSH using urine. We also like hair testing. We don't bring them all at once because it's too overwhelming. It's like all this testing. We have to do it in a targeted manner, but hair testing, we see mineral deficiencies or heavy metals. But it's important. Here's the testing, but you've got to then do the work, right? Sometimes we're like, we get the test back and we're like, oh my goodness, what's that? So the coaching, the fertility mindset coach person helps you actually implement these changes because I've had programs before where they like, here's the test. And then, you know, you don't really know how to implement it and you can do these changes. So typical, we do a protocol. It's like 3 to 4 months and we use, you know, supplements to do that because it's a low and slow approach. And then we want to retest and make sure that whatever we found, it's been eradicated and optimized. So it is a very targeted approach to fast track pregnancy, exactly, because people can twirl around in a circle doing multiple IVFs. I see it every day, IVF after IVF. All they're doing is changing the IVF protocol. No one's looking at the person's health. And they'll ask their REI, hey, does diet, lifestyle, does any of this stuff matter? And the REI will say, well, it's okay. But like, it's essential. Like, we're not anti-IVF, we're pro-health. You either get pregnant naturally, or if you do go to IVF, it actually improves your chances of it working. And so it's important to have that team around you. Like, you can have your OBGYN, your REI, but your functional nutrition practitioner, functional medicine doc, like all that piece, your, you know, mindset is key, because we just see so many things missed. And then all this medication can throw people into, like, I was talking to someone the other day, she had 4 IVFs and she said, my cycle was totally fine before that. Now it's like all messed up. She's got blood clots. She's got, you know, signs of perimenopause, all this sort of stuff. And it's interesting kind of, you know, how we react to some of this medication.
Mm-hmm. You touched on so many important things here, and we're going to talk a little bit about common themes you see with couples mm-hmm. who are trying to conceive. I can't help but want to mention that these tests are great for absolutely any age. I actually did a number, most of the tests that you mentioned back in, I think, 2017 to 2019, just being in that active preconception mode. This is really when I started to open my eyes to the functional world and the biohacking world, having previously spent my career as a registered nurse, medical aesthetics, oculoplastics. And I just started to see certain individuals aged 60 to 90 coming to see me for the first time, positive emotional states, body, mind, spirit, energy practices, a beautiful family unit, right? They got themselves right with God and their spirituality too. They were aging so much slower, and it required fewer rejuvenation options to actually get positive and powerful outcomes. They just responded so much faster to whatever I did for them. So when you're listening to this, this isn't just for those who want to get pregnant. This is also for those who just really want to be on top of their health and identify things before they become a problem. and the yeast, fungi, mold, parasites, heavy metals are huge things. So detox your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics. That's what I always talk about here on the show. Being in those positive emotional states is so key. So I'd love to use a case study of a girlfriend of mine. And, you know, sometimes I browse her social media and I can't help but notice she's drinking wine a number of nights a week. She's gone on social media and done highly charged emotional rants with tears. She's also showed that she's getting IVF and she is an entrepreneur. So working a lot, very successful business, and now with a new partner is wanting to have more children. And so I'm seeing all these lifestyle things coming up that, you know, I see as potentially impacting the fertility journey. And what I highlighted being those aspects, what are some of the common themes that you see with couples who are trying to conceive?
Yeah, I think, you know, in IVF, they will tell you, we don't want you to have alcohol. We don't want you to, you know, to smoke or do drugs. Like some of those are the basic ones, right? And then, you know, they might tell you to take some supplements and things like that. So like some of the themes we see are that chronic stress, where it is a busy professional, entrepreneur, someone who's just like burning the candle at both ends, working more than 50, 60 hours a week and just, you know, pounding away. And it's been going on for years. We see blood sugar issues. We talk about it all the time. We have a weekly meeting with our team, blood sugar issues where, you know, it could be not even, it may not even be pre-diabetes or diabetes, although we do see that a lot, but it could be before that. Right. And so it's, this is optimal levels or just functional reference ranges. It flags it earlier. So really important to balance blood sugar. Thyroid is one we see all the time. People are being, you know, kind of that medical gaslighting happens a lot around with the thyroid piece where, being told, you know, just looking at TSH, no one's looking at the full panel, being told,
oh, you're in the normal range, right?
Yeah, you're so fine. Why is your hair falling out and your skin's dry and you're having miscarriage? So, you know, and in the conventional, you know, when your fertility clinic, they'll want it below 2, but then no one looks at the full panel. Maybe they've missed the fact that, and you know, we're not diagnosing, but you know, looking at the fact maybe you have antibodies and maybe you have Hashi's and no one's even caught it. So thyroid issues all the time impacting your ovulation, your cycle, miscarriage, like that is key. And same with blood sugar impacting, you know, poor sleep and then impacts your blood sugar, which then sugar cravings and like feeling hangry, all this sort of stuff. And when I talk to people about, do you have any of these things? They're all like, yeah, I've got the worst sleep ever, or I've been on benzos for like 10 years, or I'm taking melatonin, or I just can't sleep. And all that is impacting blood sugar, which then impacts your sex hormones. And then we also see, we see the food sensitivities. We see gluten off the chart, non-celiac gluten sensitivity, where people are off the chart for gluten. Is a theme. And then other, you know, maybe if they have leaky gut, so you might be intolerant to all your favorite foods. And then the gut infections, like we talked about. So those, I don't think many people, when you're like, wow, I'm on the fertility journey, like you're saying there with the parasites, people don't really go there to think, oh, it could be a parasite. There's an infection. You know, you can eat the most clean, you know, diet. People tell me they're always eating a clean diet, but, if you got an infection, you can't eat a clean diet. You've got to address that. And sometimes we don't even know it's there. So, those are some of the themes we see with people on the fertility journey.
Yeah, absolutely. It really comes down to purification. And statistically speaking, 80% of North Americans have parasitic infection. They just don't know it. They'll do a stool test to check it out. And whoever's reading the test misses things, right? So basically just assume you have them, do the detoxes that I have on my biohacking favorites page, as well as some of the tools there, because biohacking really can be a huge supportive aspect to conceiving, and also the testing that you offer and the work that you offer. So I would love for you, Sarah, to share with everyone how they can work with you, because your work is really important. And everyone listening, there is the link to work with Sarah in the show notes. However, I would love for you to just share some ways that people can hang out with you and any closing words you have for our session today.
Yeah, definitely check out that Ultimate Guide to Getting Pregnant this year with low AMH and high FSH. So it's a GP this year. And that's got, like we talked about, the themes, the exact diet for fertility, which is the elimination diet. And then we taught there's actually functional reference ranges in there for blood work. So you can take a peek at that. There's a link to book. You can book a 15-minute fertility session with me. We can come up with a plan for you. You can find me on obviously on my Get Pregnant Naturally podcast. We've been like 5 years of episodes. So it's been we do weekly episodes. And also I have a Facebook group in there too where I do weekly lives and master classes and more. And that's Get Pregnant Naturally with low AMH and high FSH. So that's where you can kind of find me and we can connect and see if we can help you.
Yeah, absolutely. So be sure to check out the description of this episode for the easy link to get access to a number of Sarah Clark's free gifts as well. And be sure to check out her show. I really look forward to sharing some insights with your audience members on your podcast as well. Because what I noticed in my preconception journey, which has been a number of years now, and I've just been patient with the right timing and all of that, you know, I'm on God's time. I might have my own plan, right? Get married at 25, have kids before 30 kind of situation. You know, there were other cards for me, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I just think that more people need to hear this, that there's so much inner work that needs to be done before bringing in another soul. So there's the whole conscious conception piece. There's the whole conscious relationship piece, the divine masculine, feminine piece as well, and using non-toxic products. So I'm really excited to share that on your show also. And having this positive outlook, one of the things I like about you is that you do have a beautiful positive outlook on this. And it's important to work with practitioners that you resonate with and, you know, have a similar vibe. And for everybody listening, of course, this isn't medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. And these are all, you know, complementary aspects that aren't traditionally available in the traditional type of systems. These are, you know, things that you pay for, but that can, you know, they've personally changed my life and have slowed down my aging. Well, thank you so much, Sarah Clark, for being on the show. I think I heard your beautiful dog in the background that probably wants some love from you. Great. And I look forward to also doing an IG live. So be sure to follow Sarah Clark on Instagram. If you put her name in the search, you're going to be able to find her. She's got some great videos on there as well and lots of great tips that, yes, I've also checked out myself too. So stay tuned for that. Have a beautiful, high vibe rest of your day, everyone. And as always, stay beautiful, stay high vibe, and be always radiant by being always ready. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe and share this episode with a friend or family member.